the Democrats have this notion that without undocumented, the United States would basically not be a country anymore, right? So I look at it from this perspective, just from the numbers perspective. So let's say the undocumented generate $100 billion a year to the government, right? And there's roughly, I know there's more than 10 million, but just to make the numbers easy, there's 10 million of them, right? And out of that 10 million, say half of them are on ITIN and half of them are on cash, right? When you look at the math and the income, I'm not seeing how that math comes out to the United States falling apart completely without them, or with a higher deportation rate. Not that Trump has deported more, but as of yet. But I'm just trying to figure out where that math comes from that you guys are talking about. Because if they're only 10 million strong, roughly, in head count, there's only 10 million out of 330 million. And half of them are like on cash. I'm not seeing the mathing. Can you just elaborate on
first? First off, I don't know why you would assume my position is someone else's position. I don't know their math. I don't know their positions. You're going to have to go ask them. What I always talk about is the idea for those that are here that are undocumented. If they haven't committed a crime, if they've committed a crime, I think they should be deported. I don't really care. But when it comes to those that haven't committed a crime, instead of spending $1 trillion on a wasteful spending deportation program, as Trump calls it, I say that if they agree to pay every single tax that every American pays in this country, state, federal, and local, and they agree to pay an additional 7% on top of whatever that burden is in its entirety, they do that for 7 years, then they get access to American citizenship. We then use that money to put trades back into our schools to train American workers and to cut taxes for Americans. So with this way, it will lower the taxes for everybody in this country. It will bring more revenue into the country. And we can give people a real sense of dignity in this way. So I'd rather do that, get a situation where we can put trades in our high schools and cut taxes for people. And that's really my position.
Okay, so what's the real problem then with the undocumented? What do you think the real problem is? Is it just that you're saying tax them, right? You're saying, just charge them more, right? You're saying charge them to be here. That's essentially what you're saying.
If they're here and they're undocumented, I'd rather them be a part of this program. If they don't follow through with it, they get deported.
Pay more into the system. Yeah. You're saying your solution is pay more into the system. If you're going to be here, it's probably better to do it your way than to do it the way all of the presidents prior to Trump and the way Trump is doing it.
Yes.
All the prior to Trump have done the same thing. They deported more than Trump, right? So what's the cost?
I'm only talking about for me. I think that my plan, what I just said, is better than basically what anybody else has done in the history of this country. I think this will put us in a better position as a country.
You don't think Trump's aggressive stance or sort of aggressive stance on it has anything to do with politics?
I don't know. I'm just talking about my position, which is to go and have a position where people can earn their way to be here.
Is the notion that undocumented people change the districting numbers and census numbers, is that, to the advantage of the Democrats? Is that some bizarre notion to you?
No, it really has everything to do with, you can either spend $1 trillion to go and deport grandmas, or you can get more revenue into the country to go and cut taxes and put trades back in schools. I choose the latter.
And it's not just, I think, if whether or not they're criminals, like that's not the criteria, right? The criteria to be deported isn't whether or not you're a criminal necessarily. It's whether or not you're documented or undocumented, right? Whether you're here or not.
Like I told you, you can either spend $1 trillion of United States taxpayer money on Trump's plan, or you can put trades back in schools and cut taxes for regular people. that's what I would prefer.
I have to see it work. You know, it seems like every president addresses this deportation issue, right? In a significant way, right? Like, you know, if they're doing that, if presidents are doing that and declaring, you know, crisis at border.
I don't know why you keep bringing up presidents. I'm talking about my plan.
Well, I just want to see how it would work compared to everybody else's.
I mean,
everybody else's plan.
I don't know, this is a plan that's never been done before. I mean, it seems to me like you're trying to, like, play some type of partisan game with this to see if I, like, check some type of ideological rigor test. I mean, this really just has everything to do with two choices. Either you spend $1 trillion to deport grandmas, or you go and bring revenue into the country and cut taxes for regular people. I think that that's a no-brainer.
If that was the only, you know, if that was the only components to it, I would agree. I would agree with you. I think there's just more.
It's really just that simple.
I think it extends to the districts and the census, and I think that's where Republicans are looking. You know, that's one of the components, the key components that they're looking at. I think that makes a difference over time.
Well, if you would rather go and spend $1 trillion on this while we're $38 trillion in debt, which 25% of which was added by Donald Trump, you can go ahead with that. I think that the vast majority of America supports exactly what I just said.
If you look at the debt, the national debt was $34 trillion, right, or 35, whatever it is today, right? And you look at Obama's terms, his two terms were probably close to $9 trillion. That he racked up, right?
If you want to talk about Obama, it had everything to do with him cleaning up the 08 financial crisis, which I think everybody understands needed to be fixed, which then at the time, at the end of his presidency, he had an average deficit of about $450 billion, which was on the way down. It went up to $1 trillion-ish, and then it went down to about $400 billion. Trump got in there and then cut taxes for the richest people in America, and ultimately skyrocketed the deficit. Then we returned to $1 trillion deficits because of Donald Trump. So again, it's not really working out for you. If you really, really, really want to play gotcha, I'm not the one, because I don't fall for it.
It's not a gotcha. It's just a fact. Like, if you look at Obama, his two terms, total national debt added was not $1 trillion. It was closer to $9 trillion.
Trillion. What? No, I said deficit. You know the difference between a deficit and the national debt, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the national debt, not the deficit.
Yeah, I was talking about the deficit. $450 billion was a deficit. So that was 1 year. Now, ultimately, what you have to understand is when you have $450 billion of deficit and then Donald Trump balloons that up to trillion, well, there you go. I mean, it was him that went and signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which blew a donut hole into the deficit. That's what happened.
Yeah, I was trying to.
You can't really spin it.
The national debt. Both of them are problematic, right? The national debt.
No, because the difference is that one of them caught a national debt and deficit that was on its way down. The other one took a downward. I'm sorry. Obama inherited a situation where the national debt was going up as a result of the bailouts that were needed, and then he had it on the downward trend. Trump took a downward going deficit and then brought that up. He skyrocketed it. He took a $450 billion deficit and turned it into $1 trillion. So that's not a good thing.
I'm trying to go back to memory. When Obama was in, we're talking about TARP funds, right? Was TARP funds involved when Obama was... After the meltdowns, you had TARP, right?
This is nothing to do with what we're talking about, which is effectively the fact that Obama brought the deficit down, Trump brought the deficit up. So, I mean, it's like, you can try to spin it however you want. That's what happened.
Now, you specifically said, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, you specifically said that Trump was responsible for 25% of the debt,
mm-hmm.
right? So talking to that point, I didn't pivot to the budget. I stayed on topic, which was the debt. And if you look at what Obama accumulated for the debt over two terms, it was almost $9 trillion, right?
Donald Trump
Right.
had
Four, right?
Donald
So when
Trump
you
approved $8.6 billion of $8.6 trillion worth of debt in a 4-year window. And then he went around and approved another $6.5 to $7 trillion with this big ripoff bill. So again, Donald Trump will leave office approving the most debt in the history of the United States of America. It's not even close.
So you
Not
don't
even
think that he
close.
has an opportunity to sort of balance the scales when it comes to debt and budget within the next 3.5 years?
No, Thomas Massie called it out. He even showed that in nowhere near in any of their projections does that make any close to making sense.
Well, we haven't seen the outcome of his tariffs yet, right?
What do you mean?
He's sort of pushing the tariff agenda, right?
The tariffs are not doing anything to lower the national debt. That's why the government is spending more money than they did last year.
Tariffs are doing nothing to service the national debt.
No, because we're literally spending more money than we did last year.
Right now, if you look at a year ago today, right? A year ago today on inflation, right?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm talking about the government is spending more money than it did last year.
I think that the government is spending more. And I think in Trump's case, you have to invest some money
Oh,
to.
now it's investing. Oh,
You have to
okay.
invest in the system before you can fix it.
Oh,
Right?
man.
It's a
No.
business that's running
No,
technology.
because it all was a lie. Doge was a lie. They said the Doge was going to save so much money. That never happened. They said the tariffs was going to be able to be applied to the national debt. And then, as if you literally don't go and look at the outlets of what's been going out, you can clearly see the government is spending more money than they did last year. It's not even remotely close. So I would suggest maybe reading a little bit further than the Trump graphics he posts on Instagram.
No, I understand what you're saying, that we are spending in the first 6 months of Trump, we're on track to spend more, or we are spending more. What I'm saying to you is that before you can fix, let's say you inherited something, 30 something trillion, right? You walked into 37 trillion. Even if I give you the benefit of the doubt, national debt was attributed to Trump. He's still coming back, right? After 4 years,
So,
walking in 30
and
trillion.
so, right. So, your solution to the national debt problem is to go walk in, and your first principal action as president of the United States is to sign in more debt, the largest debt approval in the history of the United States of America. That was his first action.
It has to be, you know
Got
why?
it. Got
Because
it.
if
That makes total sense. You're complaining about the national debt, so your first action is to go and raise the national debt more than anyone else in history. That makes so much sense, right?
it does,
So
and
much
here's why.
sense.
You run a
That's
business, right?
genius.
Listen, Isaiah, if you run a business, and you probably never have run a business, you've done a lot of stuff. I'm not sure you know what your budgetary experiences or your P&Ls are, or, you know, what the government stuff is, experiences on these types of budgets. But if you have to fix anything that's broken financially,
What
it's
was
like
broken?
trial.
What was broken?
Let me just finish what I'm saying.
What was no. What was broken? Be speaking specifics.
The economics are broken. The
Really? The
financials were broken.
2.7% inflation was broken?
The
Really?
2.7% inflation you're talking about a
That
year ago today, the
in
year ago
November of
today.
2024, that was broken?
What number are you talking about? 2024?
2.7% inflation in November of 2024. That was what was broken?
Isn't it less than 2.7 now?
No, it's not.
What is it?
I'd say it's probably about 3.3, 3.2, 3.3-ish, something like that.
Seen that number. I haven't seen
It's not
3.3.
lower. Yeah,
Okay.
it
I
is.
thought it was less because I just looked
No.
at this recently last month, and it
No.
was less. Under Trump than Biden a year ago today.
No, that's not
Yeah.
true. Not true.
Okay.
2.7% was what it was.
1 point, right? We'd be off 1 point if
Yeah.
at that.
And unemployment under 4%. Is that something that was broken?
4.2?
Huh?
We're at 4.2 right now, less than 4.2, right?
No. But what I'm saying is that the job market was the strongest that it pretty much had been. The stock market was at all-time highs. More small businesses were being created than any other point in American history. The work had to be done to make things more affordable. That's why I supported things like guaranteeing health care and child care. But again, I still am really interested in what you believe was